is Frederick Focus. News Radio 930 WFMD talks to newsmakers throughout Mid-Maryland with your host, Ryan Hedrick.
And welcome to the 159th Great Frederick Fair. We're inside building number 9, Ryan Hedrick and Nate Saunders. Actually, Nate is patrolling the fairgrounds. He's out and about serving as our man on the streets for this hour edition of the Frederick Focus Show. Nate will rejoin me after 12:30 right here on 930 WFMD. I hope and trust you're having a great Saturday. It's been a great day already here at the Great Frederick Fair. And I have to tell you, all the years I've been in Frederick and around Frederick, this is my first year really immersed in the Great Frederick Fair. It's the 159th edition of the fair, and it's so much more than food and rides. It's the animals, it's the livestock, the promotion of the community, the promotion of the Farm Bureau, which Nate will talk to them coming up here in a couple of minutes. And we have a week's worth of fun. We will be well represented here at WFMD at our WFMD tent inside building number 9. We're right across the way from the Frederick County Republican tent, and I have to tell you, I saw Kelly Schultz out there. I asked one of her handlers if she would stop by the Frederick Focus Show and talk to us. I'm still awaiting answer and a text with confirmation from that interview, but if that interview takes place, it will take place after 12:30 right here on WFMD. Also stopping by is Michael Blue. Michael Blue is coming up with us at 12:20, so we're going to talk to him about what's going on in Middletown. We have a lot of things happening nationally, and I guess if you're on your way out to Washington, D.C. right now, apparently the U.S. Capitol is locked down because of an event, a protest that will take place. About 700 to 800 people, according to multiple media reports, are expected to descend upon the nation's capital for a rally about the alleged insurrectionists. Now, I don't like to use the word insurrection because the federal government has not charged anybody with acts of insurrection against the January 6th attacks at the U.S. Capitol. However, that's what the mainstream media are calling people, insurrectionists that are coming to Washington, D.C. to rally for the people that were locked up. Now, the federal government has locked up about 500 people behind those attacks. The only person that was killed, was shot and killed by a U.S. Capitol police officer, was unarmed. So we're still wondering about that. That police officer has since been identified. But that is really a region event and a national event that we're going to be watching. But here at the Great Frederick Fair, we're talking about the community and, of course, this crown jewel of the community, the 159th annual Great Frederick Fair right here at WFMD. And we're actually going to go to Nate Saunders. We have given him control of the wireless microphone. This is a dangerous thing. So Nate is out and about. I love Nate to death, but he is really just unhinged with the wireless microphone. Let's see what he's getting into. Nate, good afternoon.
It's recording.
All right, thanks, Ryan. So we're outside what is this? Building 14A. It seemed like it might have had some air conditioning, might not. Some good fans.
Farm and Garden Building.
Yeah, we're the Farm and Garden Building, and we're two ladies from the Maryland Farm Bureau. And what are you guys doing here, and what do you do for the farm community?
Okay, we're with the Frederick County Farm Bureau, and we're here to educate the children about farming. And so we try to go out in the community and educate people about farming that do not know about farming.
How long have you guys done this at the Frederick Fair? Or is this the first time you guys have been here?
No, we've been here probably at least 10 years, wouldn't you say, Betty?
Yes, mm-hmm. at least 10 years.
And what do you guys typically do here? Is it, do you guys set up a tent, or do you do other things as well?
We have a booth set up, and with little projects set up, different projects each day to educate the children. So today we're doing the life of a pumpkin seed, educating them how pumpkins grow.
That's awesome. Do you guys do things at schools typically, or is this a way for this fair, a way for you guys to talk to little kids?
We used to go into the schools and educate them, but they won't let us now with this virus, so we can't do that anymore.
So this is a good opportunity for you guys this year then?
Yes, it is. Very good opportunity. And Farm Bureau is a grassroots effort, And one of the things, the main things that we do is we work with our legislators to pass laws that are good for farmers and to prevent the laws that are not good for farmers. So we're trying to be very helpful to farmers. And I am a farmer. We are beef cattle farmers.
All right, well, thank you very much. And Ryan, back to you.
All right, Nate Saunders, thank you so much. And one of the things they did not touch with the Farm Bureau, the Maryland Farm Bureau, and I talked to this lady off air, was the fact that there is a war against small farms in our community and across this country of ours. There is a war against small farmers. Big farms are pushing out small farms, backed by the billions and billions and billions of dollars of companies like Walmart, who are investing in mega farms to make milk at high rates that local dairy farms just can't keep up with. That's one of the main things I want to draw attention to when we're talking about farms, because small farmers are fighting for their life. They're fighting for their livelihood. These people have been in the farming industry for 30 or 40 years, and here comes big companies with billions of dollars to dump in to water down the farming industry. And what happens is local farms really, they lose their life in communities like this. So it's important to bring attention to farm-to-table initiatives and continue to support our local farms here in Frederick County. You are listening to the Frederick Focus Show right here on 930 WFMD. Ryan Hedrick and Nate Saunders with you. And Nate is out and about on the fairgrounds. I don't know where Nate is. I've given him no direction at all, just a remote microphone to talk to members of the community and give you the boots-on-the-ground view of the fair. If you're coming here in the next 10 days, you can expect a well-coordinated, well-secured effort here at the fairgrounds off of East Street. And there's several lots to park. I'm looking at a map. I might post it on Instagram here in a couple of minutes. And there's so many buildings, so many things to get into, as Nate just talked to the Farm Bureau. In fact, I'm told by our producers that Nate is out and about again. He's ready for us. Nate Saunders, back to you, bud.
Thanks, Ryan. So here we're here with Buck Young. He's with the Frederick Volunteer Fire and Rescue. And Buck, what are you guys doing here today, and what you doing at the Frederick Fair?
Well, to begin with, I'm a member of the Frederick County Fire Rescue Life Safety Committee. We're here promoting fire and life safety, fire prevention, health safety tips and everything.
You've got a lot of things here for kids, it looks like. Yep. Do you feel like it's valuable to reach out to them?
Yes, it is, because that's the future of America. And we also have a lot of information for adults to avoid emergency rooms and stuff like that. Because, like I said, we're older people know a lot, but the younger children don't. We're there to teach them.
And you're with the Fire Life Safety Committee. What do you guys do with that committee?
We go out, stuff like this, set up there. We get, do, like, home shows and go to different open houses throughout the county. We have purchased a trailer. We have an inflatable safety house we're working on. And we have the house we're having to get the trailer to pull it.
All right, well, Buck, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ryan, back to you.
All right, Nate Saunders out and about. He's our man on the streets here at WFMD, and he's talking to members of the community at the 159th Great Frederick Fair. You could listen to us online and, of course, on our app. If you have not already, please download our WFMD app. That's free and available to you in the Google Play and Apple App Stores, a service of Dave's Cooling and Heating. It is 12:15 here on a steamy Saturday. If you're coming out, please stay well hydrated. Dress appropriately, not like me. I'm actually wearing jeans and a black T-shirt. So stop by and say hi to Nate and myself. We're in building number 9. And I've just received confirmation that coming up after 12:30, Kelly Schultz will join us. She's a candidate for governor, and we'll talk to her. Apparently, we only have 3 minutes with her. I'm not sure why. I'll ask her about that. Plus, I'll ask her about mask mandates at Frederick County schools as it relates to your kids. They're sending your kids back to school wearing a mask, even though statistically kids have a very small percentage. Let me put this in context. Your child has more of a chance of getting shot and killed than he does of dying of coronavirus. That's just a statistic that I'm throwing out there that's on the CDC website available for you right now. Nevertheless, Nate has more, as he talks to more members of the community. And we're going to talk to County Legislator Michael Blue coming up right here on the Frederick Focus Show for a Saturday afternoon right here on 930 WFMD, WFMD.com, and the WFMD app. We'll be right back.
As heard on the 930 WFMD Morning News Express.
Dr. Alban said, according to an article report, the district has more than 1,000 students in quarantine every week, which, by the way, a school outbreak consists of 100 people, 300 people, right?
But wait, 700.
Two people.
What?
Two people.
Two? Not 200?
Yeah, no.
Wait a minute, two? People. Like one, two?
Yeah, two.
That's a little misleading.
The Morning News Express with Bob Miller, Ryan Hedrick, and Diana Gibson. Mornings from 5 to 9 on 930 WFMD.
Have you ever thought about creating a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that's uniquely you? When you work with Colonial Jewelers on a custom design, you have so many options. You can select a diamond or gem and choose the perfect setting, or you can take an existing piece and reinvent it. You can even start from scratch and design something from the ground up. No matter which custom design option you choose, you'll be working with our experienced master jeweler and designers, so you can be sure your finished piece is the same Colonial Jewelers quality you know you can trust. If you can dream it, we can do it at Colonial Jewelers.
This Saturday, it's Ashley Home Store's giant blockbuster savings event. The sale you just can't miss. Save up to 50% off on all furniture. Plus, Ashley pays your sales tax. Save with low blockbuster prices at Ashley Home Store in Frederick, Hagerstown, and Chambersburg.
Happy weekend!
It's a free talk weekend on 930 WFMD.
And welcome back to the Great Frederick Fair. Ryan Hedrick from Building Number 9 here on the Frederick Focus Show. I have to tell you, and I hope our program director, Frank Mitchell, hears, I love doing shows live on a Saturday. It's great to get out in the community and really talk to people as it's happening. And we're here with Michael Blue, county legislator, joining me here on the Frederick Focus Show. And you've been on the show before, but it's good to see you again, Michael.
It's good to be back again, Ryan. Thank you.
Absolutely. So the first thing I have to ask you is, how's your campaign coming? I know you haven't filed officially, but you will eventually.
Yes, I will very soon, so that the Board of Elections will have my paperwork. But we're starting to have some fundraisers and just starting to ramp up. I want to wait for, you know, Frederick City's election to kind of get by before we really ramp up in November.
It has been what I call a sleepy election year because we only have the city primaries. But next year, I mean, everything really, you know, hits the fan. We have the county executive. We have county legislators. We have sheriffs. I mean, it's going to be a year inundated with political rhetoric and political races alike.
Yes, it will really heat up, I would guess, next year. It usually does, you know, leading up to the June primary.
Yeah. Things are getting very interesting in the county, of course. Lame duck county executive Jan Gardner is on her way out. We have a race between Jessica Fitzwater and Kai Hagan. A lot of people are worried about the general direction of Frederick County, and given the fact that Kai Hagan was involved in a tremendous controversy, which kind of, you know, I want to start right there because I am very disappointed in the Republican Party that there wasn't more of a pushback to try to have Kai Hagan step down or hold him more accountable. What are your thoughts about that event?
Well, we talked about that when I was on your show a month and a half ago, and I agree. I there wasn't anywhere near the uproar that I think there should have been, and I even called for him, county council member Hagan, to step down because of his actions.
Did anybody join you from – did you hear about that from any other county Republicans?
No, I did not.
Is a shame.
Yeah, it
that is.
That
is a shame.
I would have thought that there would have been a more of an outcry, especially when the so-called apology that he issued that really wasn't an apology, that alone – I would have thought would have brought out a lot more, you know, negative, you know, thoughts and concerns related to those actions. We haven't heard anything since, so I really don't know where that issue lies.
Another thing we're talking a lot about these days, and it's in the news cycle, can't get away from it. I've tried to control a narrative that doesn't exist, and that's vaccine mandates. Vaccine mandates are problematic for people because if you have a kid, you're concerned about the coronavirus, but you're doubly concerned that the schools are now trying to raise kids by forcing them to wear masks. It's an issue, Michael, that has really kind of divided our community along party lines, political, left, right. If you're from the left, you think kids should be masked up and vaccinated. If you're on the right, you think they should be responsible for their own health and their parents should raise them, not the schools.
That's correct. And it shouldn't be political.
It should not.
It should be what your doctor is advising you to do. You know, Tim May says this all the time on the air. He listens to his doctor, listens to the professionals. That's what the parents should do, and they should be allowed to give their kids the choice to wear a mask or not.
What's going on in Middletown these days? What should we be watching? What should we be concerned? What's on the horizon for residents there as far as economy, schools, and the like?
Well, I'm not real familiar with Middletown. Middletown's not that it's not in my district. A very sliver of it over towards Myersville is. But, I mean, Middletown, you know, the Burgess was on WFMD a few weeks ago. He gave everybody an update. It's a beautiful, beautiful town. And, you know, the western part of the county, northwestern. So, you know, I think John's doing a wonderful job over there.
What type of county executive would Kai Hagan make? If Kai Hagan was hypothetically elected tomorrow, what would our county look like?
I think that we would be in for quite an increase, potentially, in our taxes. If he wants to implement the climate crisis initiatives and some other issues, it's going to come with a price tag. You're not going to be able to not do that without increasing property taxes. Yeah. I don't see how.
The Green New Deal federally is worth trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. I mean, it's a toll that we can never pay, or our kids can never repay. But what would the climate initiative look like from a local level?
Well, if you read through the climate emergency mobilization report, which I'm not through the whole thing yet, but
how big is it?
It's big. It's
like 500 pages, 600?
No, it's less than 500 pages, but it's a lot to digest.
Does it make sense, Michael?
A little bit of it makes sense.
What part of it makes sense?
Trying to actually follow along the state's mandates or the federal mandates in reduction of fossil fuel. I mean, uses of those fuels.
I'd have to get rid of my iPhone.
Well,
then.
Exactly. And you know, I just don't get. The argument is if you don't do something now and you don't spend the money now, it's going to cost you more in the long run. I don't agree with that. Now, I'll get beat up from the climate crisis group that is the case, but I just don't believe it.
Does that aforementioned climate crisis group include Jessica Fitzwater?
Yes.
I don't see she's right down the way from us with the Black Lives Matter flag. That's one of the things that I have trouble wrapping my head around, because Black Lives Matter is in direct conflict with law enforcement. Law enforcement in our community is wonderful, led by Chuck Jenkins, led by Jason Lando, led by the Maryland State Troopers. I mean, they do nothing but serve our community. And you can count the number of unfortunate events on one hand. When you're talking about Jessica Fitzwater also running for county executive, you're talking about two dynamic personalities that, in my opinion, would trend the county real left if they were elected.
They both would. I like Jessica. I respect her. I think she's a very bright woman. I wouldn't be associated with Black Lives Matter, no matter what party affiliation I was with.
Right.
So I don't get that association with her, but I agree. Both Kai or Jessica would really lead Frederick County further left.
What message do you believe that she's sending to voters when she's still hoisting a Black Lives Matter flag at the Great Frederick Fair?
I can't speak for Jessica. It's probably just knowing her, it's more of an inclusiveness. She wants to include everybody. I don't agree with that, not with that organization, not with what they stand for. I can't support that one bit. But that's just my guess.
The county executive, Jan Gardner, as we talked to Michael Blue, county legislator, right here on the Frederick Focus Show, live from the Great Frederick Fair. We're in building number 9. Stop by and say hi. We'll be here till 5 o'clock on the air until 1 and along the WFMD app. Michael, for you, when you look at the coronavirus response by the county, given all the mandates coming down from the politically motivated CDC, what would you change about the county's response to the coronavirus if you had to go back 18 months ago?
Well, I guess the only thing that I would like to have revisited would have been the stipulation requiring larger gatherings, you know, where our Frederick Board of Health met, and you know, we went a little bit further than what the governor had mandated. I think we should just follow along the lines of what our state governor is putting in place. We met last week, and there were calls for mask mandates, which I don't support.
Calls for mask mandates on who? The general public?
No, for businesses and larger group gatherings. And I think, you know, a private enterprise, church groups, if they want to have mask mandates in their locations, that's fine. We can either decide to patronize those businesses and wear a mask and go in, or we can just not patronize them.
I mean, do we not understand what mask mandates are doing to small businesses? They are ruining our economy. They have ruined our economy by telling a small business owner that he or she has to mandate a mask mandate and taking away the onus of them to put on their customers. To me, is a direct slap in the face to somebody. You're saying, okay, you can own a small business, but you have to do what we tell you, even though you've done all the work to own a small business.
Right, and that's why the Frederick County Board of Health decided that we were going to do more of a push to require, not really require, but really ask our citizens to get vaccinated and wear a mask where they believe that is appropriate. We decided not to make it mandatory, and I think that's a good choice.
And I have a minute for this. Maybe unfair to ask you. Do you believe the vaccines are working?
I'm fully vaccinated.
Do you believe they're working, though?
I believe they are working.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Michael Blue, thank you so much for stopping by. Always nice to see you, sir. County legislator joining us, and you are listening to the Frederick Focus Show right here on 930 WFMD and WFMD.com and along the WFMD app. Again, we're at the Great Frederick Fair. This is the 159th version of the fair. Anything that is 159 years in running is an incredible event, and I urge you to get down here, say hi to us at the WFMD tent. We'll be here until 5 o'clock, and then the morning mayor. Have you seen Bob since he came back to town?
No, but I heard he's in town.
Yeah,
so I'd love to see him.
He is in town. He'll be here at 5 o'clock, and the morning mayor will stop by and check in coming up here in about 5 hours. And we're going to go to the news at the bottom of the hour. And again, we have Kelly Schultz stopping by, candidate for governor. She only has a few minutes with us. Not sure why, but she will grace us with her presence as we talk about state politics as they relate to the upcoming election cycle, which is going to be just insane. 2022 is going to be insane. We're going to have the governor, we're going to have the county executive, we're going to have the sheriff, we're going to have county legislators all up for grabs. And again, this is kind of a sleepy primary election that I understand that Michael O'Connor is still leading that primary election. Really no surprise to me, but Jennifer Doherty is kind of in second place now as we get the mail-in votes counted and tabulated. And again, if you want to hear any part of this interview with Michael Blue or any other shows that we have on WFMD, you could go to the audio vault at WFMD.com and check it out. Now let's go to the news right here on the Frederick Focus Show at WFMD.
This is 930 WFMD and WFMD.com. Now, WFMD News.
12 indictments were returned on Friday by the Frederick County Grand Jury. The panel charged 43-year-old Evelyn Gomez Gutierrez of Frederick with second-degree rape and 2 counts of third-degree sex offense. State's attorney Charlie Smith said the victim in this case is a 14-year-old boy. He says Frederick police began their investigation after being told by the boy's doctor that
it had sexual relationship with a friend of his mom's, the defendant. FPD was contacted. They did a thorough investigation, and then based upon that, charged Evelyn Gomez Gutierrez with the second degree rape as well as the third-degree sex offense charges.
Police say the boy and Gomez Gutierrez had a sexual relationship for more than a year. These indictments move these cases to circuit court, where trial dates will be scheduled. The canvassing of mail-in ballots and drop-box ballots from the Frederick City primary took place on Friday, and the results from the Democratic mayoral primary show incumbent mayor is still on the lead. He's followed by former mayor Jennifer Doherty, Alderman Roger Wilson, and John Funderburk. In the Republican primary, Steve Hamrick is still number one, followed by Steve Garrahy. Newcomer Katie Nash still remains out in front in the Democratic aldermanic race, followed by incumbent aldermen Derek Shackelford, Donna Kuzemchek, Kelly Russell, and Ben McShane. The two GOP candidates for aldermen, Robert Fisher and Michelle Shea, will move on to the general election on November 2nd. Officials say the mail-in ballots are still coming in, and the final count for the remaining ballots will take place next week. I'm Diana Gibson. I'm at Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
Fox News, I'm Carol McHugh. An FDA panel says no to COVID booster shots for all.
Yesterday, an FDA advisory panel tasked with reviewing the effectiveness of a third Pfizer shot overwhelmingly rejected boosters for the general population between the ages of 16 to 64. It's a blow to the White House, who made masks and shots their signature issue.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Meanwhile, the owner of a San Francisco gym sounds off against Mayor London Breed for violating her own mask rule while at a party.
It's so offensive, but at this point, it's honestly comical. And you know what? I think it's great. She, who is writing the rules, thinks it's safe to be inside without a mask. Then I think that's great news, but I think the courtesy should be extended to everybody else.
Danielle Rabkin on Fox and Friends. America is listening to Fox News.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties for this afternoon. Mostly sunny skies with a high around 86. We might see a shower or maybe a thunderstorm today. Tonight we should be mostly clear with a low around 63 for your Sunday. Lots of sunshine with a high of 81. Sunday night mostly clear, low again around 60 degrees. On Monday mostly sunny with a high of 80. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit pjsroofing.com. I'm Jack Roush.
This is Frederick Focus. News Radio 930 WFMD talks to newsmakers throughout mid-Maryland with your host, Ryan Hedrick.
All right, and welcome back. It is the 159th annual Great Frederick Fair, and we're inside building number 9 here with Kelly Schultz, candidate for Maryland Governor. Kelly, thank you so much. I know you're happy to be back in your community, and it's been a busy day for you already, huh?
It has been a busy day, but thank you, Ryan, for having me here today to talk to our friends back in Frederick. It's awesome.
Absolutely. We're in the middle of a pandemic, very serious issues in Maryland happening. Your thoughts about kids wearing masks? I just talked to a parent who's scared to death and anxiety-ridden to have her little girl go back to school with a mask on her face when she knows that kids really aren't the spreaders of this event. Your thoughts?
Yeah. So first, can I just say very clearly that you said that we are in the midst of a pandemic, but the Great Frederick Fair is up and running, and people and thousands of people are walking around and enjoying the great attributes that all Frederick and agriculture has here in my home county. But I agree with that mother, being able to not have a choice as to what the benefits are for your specific child. I have been very public about being able to have the options for masks in a school setting and not have the mandate. So those concerns are real, and I really empathize with her on that.
Governor Hogan has a very tough position as the governor of Maryland with a state kind of split blue and red political allegiances to talk about, but also the responsibility of the general welfare of residents to follow. As far as his response to the pandemic, if you were governor, what would you have done differently? What would you have done the same? And have you learned anything from Governor Hogan's response to the pandemic?
Well, I think what your conversation started out with was that there's a responsibility that we have to all Marylanders. And so taking that 18 months ago and what our responsibility was, it was the health and care for our state residents, but it was also for the economic viability of our state. And right now, I'm very happy to say that Maryland is doing better than most states in the nation when it comes to vaccines. By the way, I have been vaccinated. I fully support, you know, people's choice to get vaccinated and being able to stay out of the hospital. But I also understand the delicate balance that we had. And Maryland is the fifth fastest growing state economically in the nation right now. And our jobs numbers just came out yesterday with that. And being able to ride that balance is something that we have to take some sense of pride in our state, because many, many, many states did not do it as well as the state of Maryland did. And we did it methodically, and we did it for the health, the welfare, and the well-being of our families and our communities and our elderly citizens, as well as our small businesses and our business community.
What is Frederick County doing right now? Because it's growing, businesses are flourishing, but there is some concern with some legislators that are trying to draw a line in the sand between defunding police and politics. We saw Kai Hagan interfere with the traffic stop with the sheriff's office. That has to be concerning for you, because law and order, you know, just down the way in Baltimore, it's a war zone right now.
By defunding the police, we're saying that we devalue their existence in our community, and that is just wrong. And so my proposition would be not to defund, but to overfund, to continue to fund, so that we can hire more law enforcement, that we can provide them the resources and the training that they need in order to be able to do their job, all of our men and women in law enforcement, so that they can do what we need for them to do, which is keep us straight and, dare I say, end the pandemic of a criminal violent episode that's happening right now.
Last question for you, given the pandemic, is this a pandemic of the unvaccinated? Do you agree with the Biden administration on that?
I believe it's everybody's choice to get vaccinated. I believe that myself being vaccinated, as much as I'm in the public, whether I have a mask on or a mask not on, it's my choice. Many of your listeners may not know, I became a grandmother 6 weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And so my priority is in order to be able to keep my family safe, and
sure,
for as much as I'm out and about in the community, myself getting a vaccine so that I can keep my family safe is what I chose to do. And I think everybody should be able to make that choice.
And we applaud your choice. Thank you so much for stopping by.
You.
And good luck on your run. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Take
Kelly
care.
Schultz, candidate for governor here on the Frederick Focus Show. And we thank her for making time for us in building number 9 here at the Great Frederick Fair. And we're really talking about the community today, the 159th Great Frederick Fair. Stop by, say hi. We'll be here until, I believe, Bob Miller stopping by at 5. And by the way, Nate Saunders is just running wild on the Great Frederick Fairgrounds with a wireless microphone. And let's go back to Nate, see who he's with right here on the Frederick Focus Show. Nate?
All right, well, thanks, Ryan. I'm here with Chuck with JB's Seafood, the biggest tent of food here at the fair, it seems like. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. We're grateful to be here back to the Fairgrounds after all of us have had a tough year last year, not being able to come back to the Frederick Fairgrounds.
Do you typically have a setup here at the fairground?
We've been here for 33 years, and we had some of the same staff, some new staff. It's been a great year so far.
So what kind of food are you guys serving today?
So we sell all fresh made crab cakes, oysters, soft shells, catfish, as well as pit beef, ham, turkey, and some other alternatives as well.
How much food do you guys sell at a day at the fair?
You know, we can go through a couple hundred pounds of crab meat, as well as a couple hundred pounds of beef, ham, and turkey as well. Probably, I want to say, 15 or 20 bags of chef potatoes every day as well.
What does the Frederick Fair mean to you guys?
Oh, it's just great. The Frederick County's always been supportive of us over the years. Our staff has been great. We try to treat everybody well. We're about making everybody happy.
That's great. Do you have anything else you want to tell us?
Hey, we just want everybody to come out and visit us, enjoy, even though it seems that prices have gone up a little this year just because of everything that's gone on over the past year, and enjoy this, you know, come support our staff, because our staff loves supporting the Frederick County Fair.
All right, thanks a bunch. That's JB Seafood. They have the biggest tent here. It's unbelievable. I'll send it back to you, Ryan.
All right, Nate Saunders, thank you so much. And yeah, they do have the biggest tent at the Great Frederick Fair. Make sure you stop by JB Seafood as we broadcast live from building number 9, the Frederick Focus Show, right here on WFMD. It is 12:40 on a Saturday afternoon, and if you're just driving around, what are you waiting for? Stop down, see us, and pick up some WFMD swag I think I have a book to, yeah, I can give you a book from John Ashbery. Bob and I talk about it every morning in all our yesterdays. It's a great book. It's a thick book. People are really, they're surprised when they come by the fair and they see actually how thick the book is, but it's laden with Frederick County history. You'll get a real kick out of it. And if you want to stop by the table, I will give you a book for free just for stopping by to say hi. So I want to take a look at some of the events because I know Nate is still out and about, but and we are trying to get Jessica Fitzwater to the table. Jessica Fitzwater, candidate for Frederick County Executive, because as much as we rail against Democrats and the other side, we do like to tell both sides of the story, contrary to popular belief. I would like to get her story out, get her words out instead of criticizing her. I'd love to talk to her about what her candidacy means and what she sees as the future of Frederick County, and we're trying to work on that here on the Frederick Focus Show. So coming up at, 2 o'clock, all the buildings here at the Great Frederick Fair are open to the public. So we're in building number 9, but not all the buildings are open, but they will all be open coming up at 2 o'clock. And coming up at 3, there's a kids' pedal tractor pool, and that is in building number 44. The registration actually begins at 2:30, and then 3 to 10, the beer garden under the Michelob Ultra sign, and you can locate that right next to the Farm and Garden Michelob Ultra Mart distributor right there at the Michelob Ultra tent. So that's kind of a look at what's going on. I understand that Bob Miller emceed the Toby Mac concert last night, and I got to talk to Bob early this morning. He said he did not get to meet Toby Mac because they're not doing any face-to-face events because of the COVID-19 pandemic. If I had one gripe against the COVID-19 pandemic, that's what I would say, is it has robbed us, literally robbed us, of all of the opportunities that we have to hang out with our closest friends, to meet concert artists like Toby Mac. But Bob was not able to do that because of the COVID restrictions. So Bob will be here at 5. We're broadcasting until 1 o'clock right here on the Frederick Focus Show. Nate Saunders is out and about. Let's go back out to Nate right here at the Great Frederick Fair. Nate, what's going on?
Thanks, Ryan. We're out here outside of our Building 9 here, and I'm with Wayne Buckingham. He's been a teacher, or was a teacher, in Frederick County for how long was it? Several decades.
30 years.
And that's about as long as you lived in Frederick County?
No, I've lived in Frederick County about 50 now.
Wow, and so welcome to the fair. How many times have you been to the Frederick Fair before?
Oh, I come out here every year because our church used to have a food stand out here, so we used to work out here every year. So it's been close to 20-some years since I've been coming out here.
What do you enjoy most about the fair?
Just walking around, seeing old friends, and I especially like the agricultural things because I grew up in 4-H. So I love going around and looking at the animals and seeing these young kids now doing what I used to do.
Do you think there's as many kids doing that now as there were when you were younger?
Oh, there's more, yeah. Because when I was in 4-H in Carroll County, it was a small fair. So, oh, yeah, there's a lot more now, so, which is great.
What do you plan on doing today here at the fair?
Well, I just came out today to look at my entries that I had in the household building and just to walk around.
All right. Do you have anything else for us today?
No. It's a beautiful day. I hope people come out this week and support the fair since we didn't have it last year. So.
All right. Well, I appreciate you.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it.
Ryan, we're going back to you.
Thanks a lot, Nate. And that's Wayne Buckingham. And let me tell you something about Wayne. So Wayne is a longtime friend of mine. I used to work with him with the Frederick Keys. We were both in the clubhouse under a guy named George Bell. George Bell is no longer with us. He was a veteran of the military for a long time, and unfortunately George succumbed to diabetes about 6 years ago. But I randomly ran into George Bell, randomly ran into Wayne, and we talked about George Bell. So yeah, I'm really pleased that Wayne stopped by. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Robin Ficker. I remember this guy when he used to yell at NBA players. We're going to get into that. Robin Ficker is running for political office. We'll have him tell you more about that as we go along on the live Frederick Focus Show from the Great Frederick Fair, the 159th annual Frederick Fair, but we did not have it last year, so I don't know if that deletes the annual. Anyway, we're in building number 9 here. Stop by and say hi, and we'll be right back right here on WFMD and WFMD.com.
It's a beautiful time to visit Catoctin Mountain Orchard for Blonde, Gala, and Honeycrisp apples. You can even pick your own apples Saturday and Sunday. Call ahead for picking information. Catoctin Mountain Orchard also has peaches, nectarines, kiwi berries, pears. From the garden brings peppers, tomatoes, squash, cabbage, and kale. You can even cut your own flowers or pick up fall mums. Fresh fruit for better health at Catoctin Mountain Orchard. Online at CatoctinMountainOrchard.com. North on Route 15 in Thurmont. You can't miss it.
Catoctin Mountain Orchard. Farm fresh for your family.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's the fourth highest rated cable news channel, and it's available on all major cable systems. Or find it on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. And it's free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and TiVo. Or download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. Watch it anytime, anywhere. Forbes described Newsmax as a news powerhouse. Millions of Americans are watching Newsmax. You should, too. Tune in today.
Tune into The Flatline every Sunday at 7 a.m. on 930 WFMD. Join Rick Hughes as he communicates clear and concise biblical principles designed to awaken the conscience of the hearers and remind them of age-old divine norms and standards. You'll be inspired, motivated, educated, but never manipulated. The Flatline, Sundays on 930 WFMD.
What's everybody talking about? Find out right here 24/7. Free Talk, 930 WFMD.
Frederick Focus Show at the Great Frederick Fair right here, the 159th annual Great Frederick Fair on WFMD and the WFMD app. And I certainly hope you're enjoying your beautiful Saturday. Even if you're not at the fair, there's still time for you to get down. 10 days of fun, family, community, and of course, fair history awaiting you at the fairgrounds. I welcome into the show Robin Ficker, who is running for governor. Robin, how are you?
Running for governor. I'm the only candidate for governor who actually wants to cut taxes. If we cut our state sales tax 2 cents, that's a savings per household each and every year of $780. No state has ever cut their sales tax. If we're the first one, the reputation goes out. We're business friendly. And those four largest American companies, Apple, Microsoft, Google, and
Facebook?
No, not Facebook. Amazon, Apple, so, Microsoft, and Google,
okay,
who shun Maryland, will instead come here because we're business friendly.
I want to slow it down real quick because we'll get your initiatives out in a moment. But I remember you yelling at NBA players. I was a young kid watching you. You were on national TV every night yelling at players. What were you yelling
at
these
players?
Well,
I was just giving them therapy and trying to distract them from the task at hand, and I was very successful at that. We need to distract these tax-increasing Democrats in Maryland who are looking to increase our taxes $4 billion a year. I want to offset that with a $1.7 billion a year sales tax cut to give each Marylander, each mother's child, a tax cut each and every day. You buy a newspaper, rotisserie chicken, hamburger, no matter what it is, you're paying that sales tax.
What prompted you to get in the race, Robin?
Well, don't you think there's room for improvement in Annapolis and in Maryland? And we need to have someone representing the farmers. You know, I'm the only farmer in the race. We need to have someone representing the veterans. I have an honorable discharge from the U.S. Army, attended the United States Military Academy. We need to have someone who's going to keep taxes down. I got an amendment passed in Montgomery County that requires a unanimous vote of the county council to increase property taxes more than the rate of inflation. Every elected official opposed it. It still passed.
Realistically, how much can you get done in an Annapolis that is controlled by Democrats who have been in power for a long time? They band together. I've been told by local delegates it's very difficult to get things done. Once you get to Annapolis, what would your role be? How would you facilitate change?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is cut that state sales tax. If you look at my signs, it says cut MD sales tax 2 cents. If I'm elected, when I'm elected, I'm going to have a mandate to cut that sales tax. And if you want your sales tax cut, vote for Robin for governor, because I'm the only candidate advocating a tax cut, $780 a year per household. How are the Democrats going to say no if the governor, who's running on a cutting the sales tax platform, how are they going to say no to that governor if indeed he wins the election?
All right, Robin, thank you so much for stopping by our WFMD table. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Robin Ficker joining us here on the Frederick Focus Show. We're broadcasting live from building number 9, and I want to go back out to Nate Saunders. Nate is just doing a great job as the man on the streets. He's talked to the Maryland Farm Bureau today. He's been with JB Seafoods. And now Nate will give us a word play-by-play tour of the Great Frederick Fair. Nate, where are you at?
All right, well, thanks, Ryan. So right now I'm actually in the middle of the carnival-ish area. Lots of carnival food as well as carnival rides. It's still not too many people out here yet, so it's not super crowded. I'd assume at some point it's going to get pretty darn busy this afternoon. But we've got things like, there's like a fish game over here where you got to throw something into a fish bowl. I'm sure that's super easy to do, right? And then we've got a bunch of little kids' rides as well as even some bigger stuff. There's a Ferris wheel over here that's actually pretty tall. It's actually remarkable that you can even bring one of those to a place like here in the first place. I don't know how they transport that. Lots of things to buy. I'm passing by tents with merchandise, lots of fun things, funny things. And again, lots of actual rides for little kids. There's actually a wide selection if you have little kids that you want to bring out here, as well as some crazy rides. I'm sure you can hear this one. That looks way too intense for me. That is certainly an adult ride. Pretty crazy. There's also slides in this area. But that's just one area of the fair here. I've been to over where the animals are as well, Ryan. And there's so many cows. Most cows I've ever seen at a fair in my life. And there's even like a birthing center that's set up over here today. And there was a cow here. I saw it. It doesn't look it, but it was born yesterday. The cow is working on its second day of life right now. It is actually completely adorable. And that's kind of what everyone was crowding around when I was over there. But earlier there was a goat show going on, and so I'm sure they're all going to be back at their area right now. I saw some horses. I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard that there is an area that has some ducks that have slides, and the ducks go to the top and slide down. That's what I've heard. I have not seen it. That's what I've heard. And just like how JB Seafood has an awesome huge setup here, they also have an area that has desserts that they also own. It's right across from it. So you've got a bunch of fresh food, fresh desserts, and there's also so many other types of food here as well, whether that's hot dogs or hamburgers, all sorts of cold drinks to keep you fresh. It's kind of hot out, so you definitely can bring some money to get yourself some cold drinks while you're here. It's pretty fun. Lots of people starting to roll in. I'm out here by the road right now, and definitely some cars lining up to park and come in here. Ryan, it's very refreshing to see this many people outside and enjoying themselves. You know, there was no Frederick Fair last year because of COVID. This is just super incredibly refreshing to see adults, older folks, kids, teenagers, everyone's out here, and it's very fun. Right now in the area that I'm in, every single booth has people at it. You know, this is not a dead fair. This is a very alive and active and enjoyable Frederick Fair. And I'm actually starting to get kind of hungry as I'm walking. I might buy myself a sweet tea or a fries or something to hold myself over before I come see you again over in Building 9 to go live with you. But absolutely, if you're considering coming out here today, I encourage it. Especially right now, I'm sure it can get a lot more busy than it is right now. There's plenty of people here, but lines for things are not super long. So if you want food or go on a ride, you don't have to wait 20 minutes. You can wait a minute or two and you've got your food, or you've got your ride on the little roller coaster that you can hear next to me right now. This is a good time, Ryan. It's been a long while since I've seen this many people, and a lot of people just enjoying the Frederick Fair today. Back to you, Ryan.
Thank you very much, Nate. And Nate Saunders actually jogging back to our broadcast location. He's all over the place. So we'll give him a couple of minutes to get back to the table. As a great idea for Nate to take the wireless mic. And that was all his idea. He went out, talked to the community, and he talked to my good friend Wayne Buckingham. He talked to the Maryland Farm Bureau. He talked to JB Seafood. By the way, if you haven't been to JB Seafood here and you're at the fair listening to us, get to JB Seafood. They have the largest tent on the fairgrounds. You can't miss it. A big white tent, JB Seafood. Stop by. And then Wayne Buckingham. What Wayne didn't tell you is that he taught for 30 years, and he also worked with me at the Frederick Keys. He was a part-time worker, but during that time, he's with the Frederick County Public School District, which is radically different now. They are radically different given the fact we're in the middle of a pandemic. And I get what Kelly Schultz was saying. I get the fact that she's just become a grandmother. She feels the vaccine is working for her. But my question is, if 200 million people are vaccinated, why are we experiencing such an upsurge? The one talking point, and I'll play both sides here, the one talking point is that it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated, as Joe Biden says. The other part is that maybe the vaccines aren't what people think they were. Just food for thought. Not saying I have a thought either way. I have my own thoughts. Get vaccinated. If you feel comfortable getting vaccinated, by all means, run to the nearest vaccination center and get vaccinated. But if you don't, make that choice. Do what's best for you and your family. A couple of minutes left to go here on the Frederick Focus Show, and Nate Saunders is a triathlete. He's made the sprint to building number 9, and you are, great job, my friend. What'd you learn out there?
This is all I've done today. I woke up and drove here, Ryan. I'm at 8,048 steps.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's a lot of steps.
It's a good thing we have black T-shirts.
Yeah, we have black T-shirts, and I have jeans.
You can't see the sweat.
I actually have a pair of shorts in my car I might go get because I'll be here until 5. Bob Miller will be here coming up at 5 o'clock. Bob emceed the Toby Mac event. But again, we're in building number 9. Stop by. And hey, if you want a John Ashbery book, please feel free to take it. The Frederick history, all you need to know, but we're afraid to ask about the Frederick Fair or the Frederick, the city of Frederick, the county of Frederick. Anyway, I understand that you tried to get Jessica Fitzwater. How'd that work?
We did. I was at the Democrat Party tent, and they were like, oh, yes, that would be great. And then one of their people went out to go find her. She's here with her kids doing something. And
she's so MIA.
They were out for her for about 15 minutes, and they came back. They're like, we can't find her.
Hey, I totally get it. I totally get it. We did try to invite her. I have to tell you, Robin Ficker is not what I remember. Robin Ficker used to spend a lot of money yelling at NBA players behind the bench. I should have asked him if he still pays season tickets for the woke NBA. That would have provided another dominant conversation for that. But he wants to cut sales tax by 2%, and good for him. I hope he does it. He says he's the only farmer in the race. I don't know how much of a shot he has, but he's aggressively campaigning out and about in Frederick. So if you see Robin Ficker, give him a thumbs up. Longtime local attorney, and I believe he's a Montgomery County resident campaigning here in Frederick County. You're listening to the Frederick Focus Show. Any takeaways, any big takeaways in the minute we have left about the Great Frederick Fair? You met a lot of people this afternoon.
Right. This is just the start of the fair. It's going to go on way longer than this. And there's lots of good concerts as well. There's actually a group. I don't know what it was, but there was a violinist warming up here as I was coming back. I would love to hear a good concert. They actually have their concert area in the racetrack.
Okay.
When I've come here before for a concert, you know, it was down on, like, the big stage on the complete opposite side. Right now, it looks like you sit in the stands in the racetrack, listen to a concert. That's actually a very cool way to listen.
Nice. And, again, I will be here until 5 o'clock handing out books, saying hello, and meeting the community. If you'd like to stop by, we're in building number 9. It's the coolest place. The air condition is on. It's full blast here at the Great Frederick Fair. 159 years in counting as thousands and thousands and thousands of people descend upon the fairgrounds for 10 days of fun, family, community, farming, and of course, great food. Make sure you stop by the JB's Seafood Tent. It's that big white tent. You can't miss it. Stop by JB's Seafood and tell them that WFMD says hi. We'll see you out there. The Great Frederick Fair. It's been a pleasure being with you for an hour. This is the Frederick Focus Show on 930 WFMD, WFMD.com, and the WFMD app. Have a great Saturday.